All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then should we wrap things up?
I think we can wrap things all up.
All right.
Oh, wait. No, well, there's one more thing that we should really do.
Okay. What's that?
We should probably both say happy birthday to Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Mr. Fatty. Happy birthday to you.
That was good.
That was. Of course, this will come out a week after his birthday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then should we wrap things up?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1707 of the BFO for Friday, the 8th of August, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters and some big hello, candle blowers. Big Fatty, that just makes me want to say, hey, Fatty. Y'all, can you believe that those batteries are still working in that cad? Yeah, y'all, that's a year old, that cad is. But still working like a champ. Big Fatty works better than you do sometimes. hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. It's been a pretty good week, I gotta say. It's just been busy. But y'all, you know, when you're busy, the time seems to pass a little bit quicker. That's a good thing. Yes, Big Freddy. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Please, Big Fatty, repeat yourself. Y'all, there's a lot of fucking that goes on in November. And y'all, this weekend proves it because, y'all, by the way, it is a full moon weekend this weekend. Big Fatty, dear Gussie. And, y'all, that's a good thing. And, y'all, it is the super moon on Sunday. And, y'all, a super moon for some super celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Tamari, the 9th of August, y'all. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he used to do a little show called the Live It Up little show, but y'all, they hadn't done one in a while. But y'all, that is Dr. E. Pluribus. Y'all, he's got an ambassador. Y'all, he's got a name that goes for miles. But y'all, is Dr. Stone. Y'all, you may know him best as Miss West, but that was years ago. Scotty, by the way, Scotty gave him that name. And y'all, he is out there in the San Diego, he'll be out there enjoying his celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, also out west this weekend on Sunday the 10th of August, y'all, it is one of the game night gals, y'all. It is that Brian, the cheap blue guitar. From the Game Night Gals, and y'all, he'll be celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal on Sunday during the big old super moon. And Big Fatty, aren't you forgetting someone? No, I don't think so. I think that's all the celebrations of exiting the birth canal. All right, Big Fatty, You're in denial. Is that a river in Egypt? Yes, Big Fatty, in denial is a river in Egypt. And while you're floating down, denial, Send out your good wishes to Dr. Stone and Brian from Game Night Gals, and I'm sending them big wishes for lots of cake. Oh, and Squeaky Kitty says hopefully there'll be some humpity bumpity too. Big Freddy, let's vote here. See, y'all, I was on the 20 this afternoon, and that Peter G, y'all, you know, he's going through the hot flashes. He said, I think Big Freddy missed some of the Spot and Big Freddy pictures, and y'all, I swear I thought I did them all, but y'all, I missed five. Big Freddy, how'd you miss that many? Y'all, one of the ones I missed was from Mike Perry. No, I think I've seen this one, though. I don't know. Have I seen this one? I don't know. Mike Perry spotted Big Fatty with Squeaky Lobster, the predecessor to Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I think you did that one already. And then that Peter G, a very young BF, wins a glorious prize, and his life has been changed. Y'all, it's Mr. Glory Hole. Big Fatty, I think you did that one too. But y'all, there are three more. There are three more over there. Y'all, one of them is Brian and Kevin up there in the Danburys. And y'all, they've spotted Big Fatty on his motorcycle. And y'all, he's just bedazzled. It's just bedazzled. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham.
Poor Big Freddy.
It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. And I am on my way home from the coal mine after having the horrible plumbing incident this morning. So I was calling to ask a favor. Two things.
Oh, Big Freddy, why did you hang up on him? I didn't hang up on him. I swear I did not hang up on Vader. There are two things. That you got disconnected, but y'all don't worry. Fear not, old Vader, he called back. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Freddy, it's me, Larry Vader, again, and your voice letters cut me off because I had you off the speakerphone. But my favor. So what happened was my neighbors are hideous and hateful, and we're having some leaky pipes, and so they didn't have the right tools to turn off the water, nor did they know how to do it. They turned off the wrong thing, and then they turned off my water. But anyway, they didn't turn it off the way that you're supposed to turn it off, and so I didn't realize that, and so I didn't have any water, and I ended up having to call the plumber and pay the bill and take a day off work. And so what I need from you is, one, I need Poodle, and I have the Lamaster food, to bake an arsenic cake, because I want to go ahead and poison them. But if you could just run by there and shark all over their front porch, that would be a huge help for me. I would really appreciate that because clearly I had nowhere to shark last night, had no water, and, I sharted on their back porch. So I think it's time for you to, if you could just run over and shark right on their front porch, I would appreciate it. And by shark, I mean coil. So... you're fat, and I look forward to seeing an arsenic cake delivered to the neighbors. Oh, we got to change lanes before I can hang up the phone. Yes, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry to hear you had plumbing problems, but you know, as you advance in age, this is one of the ravages of age, and it's just, you just have to get used to plumbing problems. And Poodle, can you assist him with an arsenic cake?
Big Fatty, I was planning on doing a little baking this weekend anyway, so I can just throw an arsenic cake into the oven without a problem. Won't be a problem, Vader. I'll bring it out there as I'm on my Sunday drive. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Heart, it's Bacon. Sturgis is going great. Aside from a near head-on collision a couple days ago, everything is just wonderful. The weather is nice. Actually, there's enough places here to ride where you can, like, look up in the sky and see which way the clouds are going, and then you just go the other direction, and you just do another ride. So anyway, it's off to the Buffalo Chip to see train, and I guess at about 6 o'clock my time, I'll be getting a call from Mike and Joe, catching up, and it's hilarious. I hope they don't think I'm going to have my laptop with Skype. Hello.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the trip update. It's lovely to hear your voice and hear that you're having a good old time. Miss Bacon went to the Beaver Bar, something like that. I don't know if she ran into Miss Kim Beaver at the Beaver Bar, but anyway, she was there at the Beaver Bar. She sent pictures out and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to be lovely that you're finally going to be able to catch up with those kids from over there at the Joe Patant Show. It's just yes, Big Freddy, it's been a long time coming, but it's just lovely. Now, y'all, of course, I'm recording this prior to the live double eviction on Thursday night. Y'all, this is the first double eviction of the year, and so I'm just going to have to predict. Y'all, if I had told you my prediction yesterday, my prediction would have been that Zach was going home. But, y'all, evidently there was some rethinking, and y'all, I think it's going to be old Bowtie Jocasta heading home in the first live eviction. And y'all, then, of course, I have no idea who will be going out on the second double eviction, because y'all, you got to know who's on the block and all. But y'all, I'm just afraid that old pink hair Frankie, that's half a Zanky. I have a feeling his days are just numbered. And y'all, speaking of numbers, y'all, I got the TV guide, and y'all, the Big Brother app. For the week of July 21st through the 27th, the Wednesday night Big Brother was the number 9 show in the country, and the Thursday and Sunday show tied for the number 10 slot of TV little shows in the country. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just wanted to close out the week with a couple of things that were on my mind. Y'all, send out a little love to Brian and Drum Major Kev up there in the Danbury. Y'all, one of their puppy dogs, Sandy, passed away. I want to say it was Thursday. It may have been Wednesday, but I think it was Thursday. And y'all, she was just a sweet puppy dog to them, and I know they're going to miss her, but I also know that they know that they gave her a wonderful life and all. And y'all, the other thing that I wanted to
Big Daddy, I don't like it when that death phone rings. It scares me.
Well, you just go right on over there, and I'll take care of it.
Yes, Big Daddy. All right.
Hello.
Sadly, I feel compelled to do this, because I feel it would be cruel not to. So let me just say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, you fat ass piece of shit. Happy birthday to you. You're so fucking old. You're old. Love you, fatty. Bye.
Big Fatty, who was that? It sounded like death calling.
Well, it's close to death calling. Y'all, of course, that, first of all, y'all, that is the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. And, Vonzie, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It just means the world. That you would take a time out of your busy slothdom and make a call to the fat one, and it's just lovely. And y'all, by the way, Vonzie, you're not sounding too good. Are you on oxygen these days?
Be ready, don't be ugly. You gotta be nice to the elderly.
It's true, I do. So anyway, but Vonzie, thank you so much. It's just lovely to hear from you, and it made me kerfuffle. It's all I got to say. So, anyway, y'all, like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by that phone call, Big Fatty, y'all, I don't know if you've been watching the weather, but you know, as you get old, you watch the weather. You just watch the weather, and y'all, there are two hurricanes. There are two hurricanes heading towards that Kyle in the Hawaii, the Pineapple Princess, y'all. And y'all, I want you to keep the Pineapple Princess in your thoughts because there's one coming and it's headed right for the main island. Now, I don't think Kyle is on the main island. Y'all, that is, what is that? That's Italian spaghetti. But then there's another one coming right behind it. And y'all, they're not, I mean, I think the first one is a Category 1 storm. But y'all, so as is the case, you know, sometimes you get some damage, and then it's the what comes after it that really does the damage. And, you know, with the Hawaii, you know, they can expect a storm surge, and, you know, they're all right there on the beaches and everything. But anyway, y'all, I sent an e-letter to Kyle, and I said, please, we're thinking about you. We hope you're safe. And please let us know when it's all over that you're doing okay. We're worried about you. And y'all, he wrote me back, and he says, oh, Bear Hardy, that is so sweet. I've just unsubscribed from the new show. Well, he didn't say that, but anyway, he says he's been very busy working on the campaign. And I wrote him back, and I said I had no idea that Kyle in the Hawaiian was running for public office. Big Fatty, if I know him, he is running for pubic office, and he's a member of the Pineapple Princess Party. Big Fatty, the Pineapple Princess Party. That's just lovely. Oh, dear God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I'm sure I'll have plenty to tell you. Y'all, I got a couple of more cats. One from Aussie Martinez and one from Moose. And y'all, we'll open those on the Monday little show. Y'all, you can have another dose of Big Fatty tonight at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time. And the only time zone that matters, Big Fatty's going to be on the Faye Driver Carport Show over there at the Pride 48. So come on over and listen. We're going to talk about the big run, Northern Mexico, and the Big Brother. And Dr. Stone, it's your birthday on Saturday. Anything we need to know about your birthday?
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then should we wrap things up?
Big Fatty, I don't think he's handling getting old well.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.